This Dream Team interview is brought to you by Consumers Oil and Supply Company in Braemar. I'm talking to head coach Angie Stone, of the Braemar girls squad and her nominations this year, Jasmine Taylor and Kennedy Stone. Coach Stone, let's start with leadership qualities. What type of leaders are Jasmine and Kennedy on and off the court for your team?
I would say they played a big key role with the leadership. You know, I lost seniors last year that were my ball handlers, so I had to kind of develop some leadership this year. I did not have any seniors this year, so Jasmine being a junior, she had to step up and kind of take that role over. She did a pretty good job as far as being a leader when I needed her to. If you've ever played against Jasmine, you kind of know she kind of stresses or, well, you know, her body goes faster than her mind. So I also then needed some of my younger kids to step up and be leaders. And Kennedy, to me, she had a level head, was a little bit slower key player, and she did well taking charge and slowing things down. To me, they just both did great.
All right, Coach. Now, they're juniors and sophomores. How have you seen them kind of grow into the role that they are in this season? I'm assuming they've been around the team more than just this year, and if they have been, how have they grown to what they become now?
Jasmine, she has been a starter since her freshman year, and she has always, you know, I think she surprised everyone her freshman year, and after that year, people started double-teaming her, and she has grown into be a great athlete, so that has made her mentally stronger and obviously physically stronger as a player. Kennedy, her freshman year, she started most of the time for me. She kind of split roles with Dallas Hall, who also is, you know, just right up there with Kennedy. They're pretty much the identical player. All those sophomore girls I have, you know, several of them have stepped up and helped me this year. We're a very young team, and they all did great. You know, at the beginning of the season, it didn't get off, you know, started like we wanted to, but toward the end of the season, we were really playing some good ball, working together. We lost our point guard early in the season, Taylor Francis, to an ACL injury. She has surgery. So not only did they have to step up and be leaders, but they also had to adjust and play different roles. You know, Jasmine kind of had to handle the ball a little bit more. So then that made Kennedy and Dallas have to be a little bit stronger down the post area. So they all, as a team, stepped up and did what they needed to do when I asked them.
All right, Coach. Now, a lot of coaches kind of get tripped up when I ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you had one word to describe Jasmine and Kennedy, what would that word be?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that is tough. I would almost say, I don't know, one word is hard. You know, not only are they dedicated, but passionate. You know, they love the game. They love their teammates. You know, I not only teach the fundamentals or the ball playing, but I want to be a family and have teamwork. And they have finally caught on to that, and they just do great. And so they kind of teach that as well. So that's a tough one. They're great kids, but my whole team is, you know, all the way around.